And good afternoon once again. This is Jill Dittmeyer. It's 5:44 p.m. And he's been a winemaker, a researcher, and was the first professor of enology at Purdue University, where today the wine library at the Food Science Building bears his name. He's also spent 21 years selecting the wine for American Airlines, and in his spare time, he authored 4 academic wine books. His most recent release is also educationally focused, but in a very easygoing manner. So this afternoon, live in studio, we welcome Dr. Richard Vine.
Pleasure to be here.
Thank you for being here. And you're here today to tell us about your new book, The Curious World of Wine, Facts, Legends, and Lore About the Drink We Love So Much. Whatever made you decide to write a book like this, Dr. Vine?
Well, as a professor, I got to make various talks and lectures, and perhaps more importantly, as far as the book was concerned, was friends who I would tell stories to from travels and experience and so forth. And one of these friends said, "You know, Vine, you ought to write a book." And it actually got me to thinking, you know. So I started to put some of these stories down, and pretty soon I had some material, and it just kind of evolved.
200 pages worth of material.
Yeah.
But this is, it's incredible things. I mean, things that one would never think about, like what is the definition of plunk, and why do we really toast wine glasses?
Yeah. Well, plunk is kind of a play on words from veterans returning from France who couldn't say vin blanc, you know, which is white wine. So by the time it got back to America, it was wine plunk, which was typically, vin blanc was the cheapest stuff in France. So that became the cheapest stuff in America.
Plenty of history packed in this, too. Literally from the Stone Age, wine in the Stone Age, through all civilizations, yeah, to modern-day wine drinking.
Yeah. Well, wine in the Stone Age, of course, is kind of conjecture, you know. Wine makes itself. It's the only type of alcoholic beverage which all you have to do is just crush the grape skins and the yeast on the outside of the skins, get to the sugars inside, and voila, as the French say, you know, fermentation begins, and next thing you knew, the Stone Age people had a very real relief from the pains of the times.
There's also a wonderful history of wine in Indiana that many people probably aren't aware of.
Absolutely. In fact, in the very early 1800s, Indiana was one of the largest wine producers in the country, if not actually the largest wine producer in the country. Jean-Jacques Dufour, who was an expat of Switzerland, came to this country and talked about making wine here with Thomas Jefferson. And Thomas Jefferson pretty much said, "Go west, young man," you know, because Thomas Jefferson wasn't having much luck in Virginia. So he came to here, got a land grant, planted vineyards, and pretty soon, along the west coast of the Indiana River, it started to be called the Little Rhineland of America. In fact, if you go over near Vivi now, you can see some of the terraces in the spring when the grass starts to grow on the level of the terraces where there used to be the vineyards.
Was there anything that you didn't already know when you started doing the research for this wine book? Because you've been in the business a long time.
Absolutely. There was a whole lot that I didn't know. As you mentioned, I was the wine selector for American Airlines for 21 years, which meant that I met a whole lot of vintners. And these vintners have stories to tell. So I remembered some of them, and some of them I didn't. So I contacted them again to see if they would retell the story. And pretty soon, that body of material really grew and grew and grew.
Well, The Curious World of Wine, Facts, Legends, and Lore About the Drink We Love So Much. Also, the very end, there's a couple of little paragraphs on wine and dating, wine and spice, and is it better than sex? But, oh, we're out of time, Dr. Vine.
No.
So cheers to the next edition of
Thank
The Curious
you very
World
much.
Of Wine. Thank you for joining us
My
today.
My pleasure. Yeah.